Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Rosie and Marnie are here. It's Wednesday. Corey and Saucy, myself, and Zach, and live from his palatial mansion, just outside of Shakopee, Jason Zucker. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi. Hey, guys. What's going on?
Are you in jail?
Yes.
Am I in jail?
That's what Sauce asked you.
What does
you.
That mean?
I don't know. It sounds like you're in a bathroom or something. Sounds all right.
I'm in my porch.
Oh,
look at you.
Fancy.
What, do you not have a porch at your house?
Not a screen.
I've seen your house, Corey. You settle down.
Jeez.
Wow.
Somebody just slammed a door?
Something happened.
Slammed the porch door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason, could you move to one of the child dollhouses your wife has built and do the rest of the interview from inside there and take a photo of it?
Well, which one of the 17 do you want me to go to?
Prettiest.
I'd be more than happy to.
Hey, when you
When
you go back, let's just say the Penguins don't have a hub city be Minneapolis or St. Paul. Let's say you get sent somewhere else. Are you going to miss those playhouses or not?
Well, you know what? I'll say this. It's great that Carly has something to do. Like she's someone, as you guys know very well now, that she can't just sit around and do nothing. She has to have some sort of project to do and all of that. So it's perfect for her to have that. For me, it's actually been good because I'm not very handy. Like, I don't build things. I don't fix things. If I need to change a light bulb, I'm calling somebody. You know, I'm not very, very good with that stuff. And for my entire life, my entire family is that way. Like, my dad can take apart an entire car, put it back together, and, you know, like, that's all they do. And so I've gotten a lot of grief for it for a lot of years. And so now every time I build a playhouse, I send it to my family and say, look, I'm getting better. And then they point out many numerous things that I did wrong and could have done better and so on and so forth. But it's actually helping me a little bit build the handiness side of myself.
Oh, there you go. Good. Good.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think of the plan, the NHL plan? That it sounds like it's going to be 24 teams, should be maybe mid-July, empty arenas, two hub cities. It'll be a playoff format where the top four seeds have a round-robin tournament, but then the other eight seeds in each conference square off in a best of five. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, you know, it's the best part is that we're going to play. You know, I mean, we're all excited to play. We all want to play. We wish it was tomorrow, honestly. But, you know, there's a lot of good to it, and there's frankly a lot of bad to it. But overall, the best, you know, part of the situation is, again, that we're going to play. And so, you know, the good side of it is that it, you know, it gives fans something to watch at home. We get to play for a Stanley Cup, which is obviously our goal every single year. And it seems like the way that they have it figured out now is the safest way to do it. And, you know, with the hub cities, keeping everybody quarantined, you know, within those hub cities and those things. So that's all extremely positive. You know, the downside, and it really depends on what team is looking at it from which angle, but, you know, for us, for instance, you know, now we have to play a fifth series, you know, albeit it's five games instead of seven, but we have to now go and play an extra five games possibly to win a Stanley Cup, which, you know, I've never won one, but, you know, everyone knows how hard it is to actually win one in four series. So that makes it very difficult. And then from the other end, with the teams that are, you know, the top four teams from each division, you know, it's going to be tough for them because they're not going to be in the same type of situation. They're going to play some play-in games to determine their seeding at the top four, from how I understand it. But it'll be a little different than the intensity of the games that we'll be playing in that five-game series. So I do feel we'll have a bit of an upper hand on those teams. But for, you know, for teams like Tampa and Boston, Philadelphia and Washington, it definitely makes it a little tougher. You know, having a team that just came in off a five-game series that was really intense to get into the playoffs to now have to face them.
Jason, how long do you think it would take, not from an individual standpoint, but just from your team standpoint, to really be game ready Because you have to go from 0 to 100 once they, you know, blow the whistle and say, okay, you're playing the Montreal Canadiens in the first round. Go get them. How long is that going to take, you think?
That's a really good question. I mean, it's really hard because typically, you know, if you watch, you know, in training camp we play, you know, inter-squad games. So I'm sure we'll be doing something like that as well. But then, you know, you have your exhibition games, which mm-hmm. are a huge part to get you ready for those first regular season games. So I'm sure we'll have some way. I'm sure the coaches have thought about it for hours and hours of, you know, making sure we're all ready for that game one. But I think overall to be like game shape, feeling like ready for a playoff run, it might take to the end of that series, you know, to feel 100% at that point. But I'm just guessing. I don't actually know.
Jason, it's Marnie here. The hockey side is one thing and revving up and getting your mind and your body all in playoff mode, like Rosie was just talking about. On the health side of it, the virus side, how high or low is your level of concern just about the virus existing and sort of that being this ever constant storyline? As you, if you guys get to this point where you're playing hockey, how much will that be on your mind and be a concern for you?
You know, I think for me, I don't know of how much it'll be. It's always going to be a slight concern, right? I mean, just because of the intensity of the virus and what it's done to, you know, to the world and to the country, you know, as of late. But for us, I mean, I have a great... you know, the whole entire league has an amazing set of doctors and the infectious disease specialists that they've brought on board, and their number one concern is the safety of everybody. And I think that's why the timeline of things has not been thrown out there at all, because they're trying to make sure that, they're not jumping ahead of themselves and putting anybody, in danger and, you know, and not doing it in a smart way. And so, you know, I don't know how much of a concern it'll be from a day-to-day basis if we are quarantined, you know, like they're saying we're going to be in these hub cities. And then on top of that, you know, we know that we have all these amazing doctors with us all the time to be able to take care of us if we need it. You know, but again, the number one concern is to make sure that everyone stays safe and healthy, and you know, that's much bigger than hockey.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird to have maybe a 3 or 4 month break and maybe go 3 or 4 games into a season and be done, right? That's going to be super trippy for those teams. But again, how about the 7 teams that are just flat out done? I got to think there's some kind of relief to that too, right? Because that would have been super weird to take 3 months off, play the last 15 or so games when you know there's nothing to play for. But for Detroit, Ottawa, San Jose, LA, Anaheim, New Jersey, and Buffalo, they're just flat out done.
Well, the hard part about that is, you know, we have no idea when our season's going to start next year, right? Is it December? Is it January? You know, is it November? I don't know. You know, but it's going to be somewhere in that November range for sure. And so just thinking about it from March, I mean, we typically have from, if you miss playoffs, you're out, you know, beginning of April. So then you have April to May, May to June, June to July, July to August, August to September. So you have 4.5 months or so off. Now you have from March until the earliest is mm-hmm. November. Hmm. You know, that is an insane amount of time. And the people that I feel bad for, honestly, from the hockey side, is the guys that are on those teams that are unrestricted free agents that are trying to figure out what they're going to be doing for a job next year, you know. And some of them are in better situations than others in regards to that. But, you know, I feel bad for some of those guys that are trying to figure out that stuff and figure out their, you know, their well-being as far as, you know, the league goes next year. And that's going to be hard to do.
Jason meets us. Paul Lambert, how are you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
How quickly does Carly want you out of the house?
Yesterday.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah. Well, you're always welcome here, Jason. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to hear from you, Jason.
I miss your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. I miss you guys. Wish I could see you more often.
Even me?
No.
Okay. No.
I
don't.
That's what I just assumed.
He hates the beard, too.
Yeah.
All right, Jason Zucker on the Power Trip Morning Show. When we come back, Rosie, your old buddy, Pat Croft.
Yeah, how about that?
Power Trip Morning Show.